Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. We're always trying to make that farm-city connection, creating an understanding about why agriculture and knowing a little about it is important for all of us. Today's topic, Lexington's Bluegrass Stockyard, which this past January was a total loss from fire.
The Bluegrass Stockyard in Lexington did about $200 million worth of business a year for local and regional farmers, selling, 150,000 cattle a year, both live and via the internet.
Facility COO Jim Akers on economic impact.
Oh, yeah, huge economic driver. When you look at where those dollars enter the economy, they turn so many times, and it's many multiples beyond just that raw dollar figure of what that cow brought.
Speaking to the Louisville Ag Club, Akers said the old location near downtown Lexington for decades had not one complaint regarding odor or water runoff.
The old facility was a real challenge to operate, but at the end of the day, we're proud for folks to go to all of our close neighbors there, and we never really had a problem.
This presentation also included one slide of a clean, vacant lot with grass emerging where the facility used to be.
We took cleaning up the fire as an opportunity to send a signal to the community about how we were going to operate moving forward and what kind of people we are and how we do things. And I think that's been a big part of paving the way for our success in the new venture.
And Akers announced that zoning was just recently approved. More in a minute. We'll be right back.
How's everything taste tonight, folks?
Steak is amazing. Where'd you get your beef?
As a chef, it's important to know where your food comes from. That's why we buy local and Kentucky-raised food.
We're the Pettit family from Webster County, Kentucky.
We started out raising commercial cattle. It is it's a calling.
It's a way of life.
That's the natural progression, a way of life.
We take a lot of pride knowing that what I set on the table for our supper at night is a good product.
We are a Kentucky farm family feeding Kentucky.
Kentucky feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Cattlemen's Association and the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
Back with Lexington Bluegrass Stockyard's Jim Akers, in his presentation, I was impressed with their dry process of handling manure, kind of basic, but key to their approach.
It starts with good facility design and then, most importantly, a commitment to operate them properly. If you keep a facility clean and you have a constantly ongoing process of keeping that waste gathered, transported off-site, whether it's going to compost or going directly to fertilizer, but that you've got a system in place to have somewhere to go with that besides having to maintain it and warehouse it on-site, and you keep it dry, which we have learned to do over the years, and it's been monumentally successful. Dry product doesn't generate odors, doesn't provide a substrate for insects to breed, and just a lot of those problems that people perceive simply don't exist when you do it that way.
Tomorrow, a look at their plans to rebuild. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.